Can we get hooked up with the FDA and just run clinical trials on regular Americans, man, without them knowing? Yeah, man, yeah.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
This is, this story is wild. And I'm making fun of it. It's not, I'm not even doing enough ridiculing. It's so out of control. They're going to pump this stuff into people now. And they're going to sell this as legitimate. Oh, why? Oh, because they can tax it. Why fight the man? Yeah. Wouldn't you have to let everybody out of prison, though? You've locked up for these things? No way, man. Wrong place, wrong time, man. I can't even.
Heat of the desert. My mother died giving me life.
Folks, we got a big week here. We appreciate you being here. We got some videos coming after this. Stay tuned. Folks on the Thomas Paine podcast, we appreciate your patronage. If you're looking for something in the ad-free realm, we have Paine.tv and the Paine.tv app. Ad-free video podcast, ad-free audio podcast, ad-free RSS podcast. Pops right into your player. So many different things. And, of course, the fantastic community on the Paine.tv social media aspect of the site. And Hotwire, where we're dishing a lot of dirt. Who else is going to tell you about the drugs and the whores in Davos? And that's just Bill Gates' airplane. A lot of intel flying around here. We're happy to give it to you. More on the way. It's not good news, but it's news you should have anyhow. We appreciate you big time. If you have somebody in your sights who could benefit from the program, we appreciate you telling them about us and myself and what we're doing here. And we have a pretty goddamn good track record. A lot better than a bunch of bunch of doped up hippies. And I tell you, these shamans have been around before. I heard about these shamans going to different events in the U.S. And now they're over there selling their wares. Selling MDMA. I love how the story... Where's this from? It's from Bloomberg. Bloomberg is trying to pump this up. So Bloomberg, to the regular pedestrian, they're pumping up Deepak Chopra. I mean, No. I'm shaking my head. No. We work for his wife. No, you don't want to know. Back in the day. They come to us. They come to the pros. Big money cases like that. My God. You don't even... This guy... is giving motivational speeches. Okay. They're pumping this up. So they call ecstasy MDMA. Most people, that's going to fly right by. But LSD? Not on my watch. Not up in here. Take care of yourself. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Take it on.
It's May 2022, and this is video 309. I'm increasingly concerned that what's happening in Ukraine is being used as an excuse to build up enthusiasm for World War III. The conspirators are working hard to push the collaborating public, brains softened by too many months of mask wearing and too many toxic injections, into demanding a war against Russia. Superficially, it's possible to argue that in the same way that Germany's invasion of Poland led to World War II, so Russia's invasion of Ukraine could be used as an excuse for the conspirators to start World War III. But I think that misses the point. The fact is that the conspirators behind the COVID fraud and the global warming fraud and the Great Reset need a war to keep up the fear. and they've already got one. Ministers are talking about a war lasting years, a permanent war, a war straight out of Orwell's 1984. They've created the war they need, and it's already happening. A war to kill billions through starvation and poverty. A war to destroy economies. A war to create permanent compliance. Just look at what's happening as a result. Bankers think that the war could be used to accelerate the adoption of digital money by central banks. And that, of course, will be programmable currencies, which, as I've been warning for months, you'll only be able to spend on the things they allow you to buy. The sanctions that have been introduced are the war that the conspirators need. The sanctions are going to result in hundreds of millions of deaths in Africa and Asia. Even the World Bank more or less admits that the sanctions are effectively creating genocide on two continents. It's the sanctions, not the bombs and bullets, which will do the killing. World War III started with the sanctions, and America's already in it with Europe. The war's already resulting in massive poverty. Food and fuel costs are soaring and will continue to soar. None of this is happening by accident. Taxes are rising and will continue to rise. Someone's got to pay for a war, and since we're in it, we're paying for it. There's no longer any doubt that NATO deliberately pushed Russia into invading Ukraine, nor is there any doubt that this is, not by far, the most egregious military activity occurring at the moment. The wars in Yemen and Syria have killed far more people, but have aroused little or no interest among Western politicians or journalists. I don't think anyone who studied the evidence would disagree with the conclusion that Russia was inspired to invade Ukraine in order to help further the plans of those prosecuting the Great Reset. The West has deliberately pushed Putin into a corner and demonized a whole nation to create a war they need to help force us into the Great Reset and Schwab's New World Order, in which we'll own nothing and be happy. You'll own no house, no car, nothing. You'll have no money, you'll queue, and you'll be a slave to a digital world. Communism on speed. The food, fuel and fertilizer shortages, which are a direct result of the orchestrated invasion, will wreck the global economy. And they'll force up inflation, prices and interest rates. In Britain, we're suffering the steepest decline in living standards since the decade after World War II. We have the highest tax burden since the 1940s. There's effectively no health care for millions. In the UK, over 2 million people are waiting for cancer treatment, and most will die before they're treated. Patients have to wait 3 years for dental treatment. In the West, particularly Europe, there'll be much hardship. Millions will lose their jobs, and millions will lose their homes. But the real cost will be felt in Africa and Asia, where hundreds of millions will die of starvation in the coming months. It would be naive to think that this was anything other than deliberate genocide. I've previously suggested quite seriously that Biden, Johnson and others responsible for the deadly sanctions should be treated as war criminals. A few weeks ago, I thought it somewhere between unlikely and impossible for the fighting in Ukraine to spread into the rest of Europe and lead us into World War III. I thought that even the most aggressive war-loving collaborators would balk as food and fuel prices rose. But the media has done its job well. Letter columns are full of demands for more action, more bullets, more war. Political leaders talk of deposing Putin and arresting him. People who said nothing during the war between Russia and Ukraine in 2014, and those wars in Yemen and Syria, for example, are now suddenly filled with horror. The people who've been brainwashed into demanding a greater war have been manipulated and don't realise that they're being used. They are the same people who fell for the recycling myth, the continuing farce that means that carefully washed out yoghurt cartons are transported to China or Turkey to be burnt or dumped, or they're just dumped into the sea.
One of my former bosses from Citi has checked in, and we're keeping regular contact. Fantastic guy, and you know my philosophy has been don't burn a bridge. Build a bridge. And so in my career, I burned very few bridges with Citigroup. keep in fantastic contact. He says, I've been listening to the show. What, are you trying to put us out of business with this Axos Bank ad? And I said, well, I know some of the things that went on at Citi and on the retail side. So, yeah, you better be worried about banks who offer you a better mousetrap. And that's what these folks are doing. And I'm seeing a lot of banks out there pandering to current trends at the cost of the customer. But there's one that's not afraid to make bold decisions that put customers first, even if it's going to make headlines. It's Axos Bank. You do a quick search and you'll see what I mean. This is a bank that's all about integrity, fairness, and freedom to do business without compromising our values. Take a look at their rewards checking account, where you can earn the highest interest rate, and it's a big one. Listeners can get $150 if you open it by July 31st. That's $150 to you. Go to axosbank.com/pain for full details. That's Axos Bank, axosbank.com/pain. And for that cash bonus, you only need a $1,500 direct deposit within the first 3 months of opening your rewards checking account. Axos Bank is federally insured, member FDIC, and they're for us, all of us. axosbank.com/pain. Go check them out.
They're the people who fell for the global warming myth, even though there's no evidence for the myth. When 500 world-class scientists wrote and pointed out that global warming was a myth, the world's media ignored them and reported the claims made by a young girl. They're the people who accepted the toxic experimental jabs with unfettered enthusiasm, even though everyone admits the jabs don't do what they're claimed to do, but have killed and maimed countless thousands. These people have been moulded and trained and turned into gullible, compliant servants of the Great Reset conspiracy. Now, I think the risk of World War III developing is increasing rapidly and will soon become inevitable. Look at what is happening. The British government has reportedly sent arms and troops, described inevitably as advisors, into Ukraine, therefore involving Britain in the conflict. Johnson has allegedly sent in tanks. Other British ministers want the West to send aeroplanes to support Ukraine. Not surprisingly, Russia responded by threatening to bomb Brits of Britain. Ms. Truss, the Foreign Secretary, talks of digging deep into our inventories, ramping up production and increasing defence spending at a time when millions are having to choose between eating and keeping warm. Almost every day the government talks of spending hundreds of millions more, money that we haven't got. We've been warned that the war will continue for years. Reread your Orwell, Permanent War, Fear and Terror. Other countries are doing the same. In the United States, Biden, whose own family links with Ukraine are still something of a mystery, has asked Congress for an immediate $33 billion to send to Ukraine for the war. Wikipedia says there's no truth in any rumour of a link between Biden and Ukraine. So we can be pretty certain there is something going on that the conspirators want to hide. The EU has sent over $1 billion to Ukraine, though it's also sent €38 billion to Russia for energy supplies and is therefore hedging its bets and supporting both sides like a corporate sponsor backing both parties at an election. The public's being encouraged to support Ukraine under the guidance of the conspirators. The media is constantly reporting on atrocities which may or may not have happened and encouraging the public to call for more Western involvement. Britain will soon be twinned with Ukraine and we'll probably have a joint Eurovision Song Contest entry. It'd be our best chance of winning. Individual Russian citizens who may not have committed any crimes, let alone been involved in the invasion of Ukraine, are being hounded and punished. Sportsmen and musicians who happen to be Russian are being denied the opportunity to ply their trades simply because they carry Russian passports. Businessmen are seeing their property taken from them simply because of their citizenship. and members of the public are being constantly encouraged to support Ukraine. The Ukraine flag is flying from public buildings and private flagpoles all over Britain, for example. I haven't seen any sign of support for the oppressed people of Syria or the oppressed people of Yemen, but the people of Ukraine are being treated as very special. And there's no doubt that the war's being used by Johnson and the Conservative Party to help distract from the fact that the Prime Minister and the Chancellor of the Exchequer lied to the British people and to Parliament about their behaviour during the lockdowns. In a way, their behaviour was explicable, of course. They knew damn well there was no plague and that the lockdowns were entirely unnecessary. But that doesn't alter the fact that they and a vast variety of public servants simply ignored the laws they had created. Some are saying that the war's been fortunate for Boris, but that's misdirection. Boris is merely benefiting from what is for him a fortunate side effect. It's worth remembering that lying to Parliament used to be considered an unforgivable crime. It was for lying to Parliament and nothing else that John Profumo was exiled from public life. Johnson and Sunak are now both proven to be criminals, liars and hypocrites. Neither's fit to hold any public office, but neither has the decency to resign. These are bad people surviving in a cesspool. There's a type of air conditioner in Mexico which the locals call a politician because it makes a lot of noise and doesn't work. Johnson in particular seems to me to be using the war to distract from his blatant criminality. Arguing that this isn't a time to change leaders is blatant nonsense. The French have just held elections. Britain changed leaders at the very outset of World War II. Is there anyone who doesn't believe that Johnson would welcome the chance to push us further into the conflict, whatever the cost, to save himself? Meanwhile, there are endless daily distractions in the media. Crossed legs, porn on phones, the endless royal soap opera created out of hubris and entitlement, vandals destroying petrol pumps in the name of a senseless cult. We're heading for fiscal obscurity and the mainstream media enjoys the carnival. The conspirators who control the world and whose publicly avowed aims include genocide, digital enslavement and a world government appear now to be pushing the public into demanding that Britain, America and other countries become directly involved in the conflict in Ukraine. Biden keeps offering more money. He's promised $90 billion for bullets. The $33 billion was just for starters. Britain's sending 8,000 troops. Isn't that what you do in a war? American, British and French submarines are being prepared. What for? A war. And what then? Will China become involved in support of Russia? Will China use the war as an excuse to take Taiwan? What'll happen in the Middle East? These are bad times, orchestrated and conducted by evil conspirators. The only certainty is that the conspirators are in control and that the innocent stooges who wear, wave or fly their little flags in support of Ukraine are playing into their hands. The conspirators created this conflict and it's becoming increasingly clear that they aren't finished with it. 2 months ago, World War III was nigh on impossible. Today, you'd have to be very naive not to realise that World War III is part of the plan. And in practical terms, World War III has already started.
Another interesting anecdote, if you've been listening here the last 2 or 3 weeks, we've been talking about folks who are looking for land and looking to move out of the suburbs and out of the cities for obvious reasons with all the challenges that many of us are facing as a country and as a citizenry. I said to my wife, let's go out and check some stuff out as well. And we're out in these remote parts and different parts. There's a low signal in many of these small towns. Forget about the speeds that you're used to. Something to consider. But I say, you know what? We got IP Vanish. I can log into IP Vanish. We can be protected. It's at least a cleaner line, a cleaner signal than what we're getting. I'm not really sure what Wi-Fi we're on. We're picking up something. And so that's what we did. To check in with messages. To talk to the young bucks who are back at the headquarters prepping things. And this thing has come in handy so many times, and it's fantastic. Tired of feeling like someone's always watching you on the internet. Maybe advertisers know a bit too much about you, or you're concerned about the privacy of your identity. Using incognito mode won't solve the problem either. IPVanish VPN is here to protect your right to privacy and help you stay anonymous online. IPVanish helps you safely browse the internet without exposing your private details to third parties such as hackers, your ISP, or advertisers. You can use IPVanish on your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick, and when you're streaming media. When you use IPVanish, all of your data is encrypted. This means that your private details, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be completely shielded from falling into the wrong hands. Even your physical location will be hidden. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. It's that simple. And you can use IPVanish or unlimited uses on unlimited devices without sacrificing on speed. Your computers, tablets, phones, even devices like your Fire Stick. IPVanish is offering an incredible 70% off their yearly plan for our listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's like getting 9 months for free for you folks who need a little help with the math. IPVanish is super easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and you're instantly protected. You won't even know what's on. Stop sharing with the world everything you watch, everything you search for, and everything you buy. Take your privacy back today with the brand rated 4.6 out of 5 on Trustpilot. So go to IPVanish.com/pain, that's P-A-I-N-E, and use promotional code PAIN, all in caps, P-A-I-N-E, and claim your 70% savings. That's IPVanish.com/pain.
And there are no rules. You and I have to spread the truth to combat the propaganda. Digital enslavement, social credit, and the end of freedom are just months away, hurried along by our senseless, unwitting involvement in a war that appeared out of nowhere and which will take us into a world without freedom, without independence, and without anything we value. Thank you for watching An Old Man in a Chair. Please subscribe to my channel on Brand YouTube and spread my videos about on other platforms such as BitChute. My thanks to everyone who does this. Please do translations too. For fun, put my videos on YouTube and see how long they last. For the record, this channel has not been monetized. None of my videos ever has been. I don't want ads on my videos. Thank you very much. There are no ads, no sponsors, and no requests for funds on videos or websites. Thanks to Brand YouTube and Mohammed Butt for the platform. Don't forget to watch my friend Dr. Colin Barron's amazing videos, which are always pertinent and always entertaining. Read the Light Paper. Visit thelightpaper.co.uk and read my column in there. And please visit astandinthepark.org so that you can meet others who are awake too. Please visit my own websites, vernoncolman.org and vernoncolman.com. There's free articles and new stuff added almost daily. I'm pleased to be able to tell you that the English version of my book, COVID-19, The Greatest Hoax in History, is now at last available in paperback. It was banned 3 times, but if you go to Causeguard Publishing, you can find a paperback or ebook on sale. There's a link in the box below and details on my website. It's taken 18 months to get that book back in print. Finally, though it may feel like it at times, please remember, you're not alone. More and more people are waking up. And once they're awake, they don't go back to sleep. If we're going to win this war, then we have to fight hard and with determination and with passion and with the truth. Distrust the government. Avoid mass media and fight the lies. And thank you for watching An Old Man in a Chair.
You know, when we talk about our children, I know for this group, we all believe that when we talk about the children of the community, they are a children of the community.
Thank you.
Why is this thing that, where are my levels at, man? Fuck are my levels? Shit. All ready to rock and roll. Levels, levels. Check, check. Check. Check, check. There's a couple of them. This is just a song.
Born in the heat.
Check, check, check.
Heat of the desert.
My mother died, giving me life.
Check.
Deprived of the love.
Check, 1, 2. Okay, here we go. All right, now we got something.
Of a father.
Blame for the loss
of his wife.
You know, Lord, I've been in a prison for
something that I never done. It's been one hill after another, and I've climbed them all one by one. Ooh, but this time, tired of the grief and the strife, so tired of working for nothing, just tired of being my wife. She took my one ray of sunshine, she took my pride and my joy, she took my reason for living, she took my small baby boy. Oh, this time, Lord, you gave me a mountain. My mountain I may never climb.
world. Now you shook me, baby. You shook me all.